J.J. Redick said it. We all get along great. We just don't talk. A little silent. You know? Need somebody to throw a chair. Get a little angry. Doc Rivers can be that guy. Doc Rivers, I think, could also help mold a guy like Zion Williamson. Understand maybe the best way to sort of approach that game. The way the Clippers play, I think, is more along the lines of what I think maybe this team sort of plays. It's a philosophical question here from here on out, too, because it's something that Jake Mason brought up. David Griffin's going to want to be involved in the thought process, the rotation process, how to use players, things of that nature. You got to have a coach that wants that. Does Doc Rivers want that? Or does he want you to just cut the check, let me do my job, and I'll coach? That's a big decision. The other thing, too, is style of play. Currently constructed, and I know a lot of Pels fans have commented on this, are they a run-and-gun, up-and-down-the-floor team? David Griffin wants that, right? He said he wants that, but is that Zion? Or is it more of kind of what the Clippers do with Kawhi, what they did, just more of a half-court? Yeah, they shoot threes, they do that, and they push it. But under Gentry, the philosophy was as many shots up as possible in the quick amount of time. Do you think that's the best thing to do?
I think it's time to move on.
Does it lead to more turnovers with, again, your currently constructed roster? Is that the best thing for a guy right now? We need to see be in better shape and things that, so I don't know if that's the best thing. So again, it's something to think about. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. Buddy will take your phone call. You can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. We've got a couple of questions of the day, Jordan, as you just said, including particular to this one.
Yes. So, Pelicans fans, would you like to see Doc Rivers hired as the Pelicans' next head coach? Taysom Hill fan account. As long as he doesn't bring his freaking son back with him. The monster, he has a double take. I think it will happen. The one thing I think may be good is the players he may respond better to a big name. He does have a championship as a coach. Only thing is, to me, he hasn't developed enough young players / teams. His successful teams were already made with great players. He adds, I want whoever the organization hires if they go out and make a strong effort for the right pick.
Mm-hmm.
Doc is kind of easy and sexy pick. I think nothing away from him. I take nothing away from him, but I'm sure if he is going to make these young guys work,
mm-hmm.
easy to assume they listen to the big name coach. Remains to be seen. Steven, Doc Rivers has been riding that 08 championship longer than Paul Pierce. So no doubt.
Look, that's a legit take. And again, that's why Jake Madison has brought up the fact, hey, look, there's some good things, a lot of positives, and then there's not. Right? So I get that 100%. 800-998-1003. We'll touch a little bit more on that again if you like. Coming up this hour, Tim Grubbs. He is our baseball analyst. And there is 4 games starting right now. Astros at the Twins, 1 o'clock on ABC. White Sox at the A's, 2 o'clock ESPN. Blue Jays at the Rays, 4 o'clock on TBS. Then the Yankees and the Indians, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Tomorrow, 8 games. Tomorrow, 8. As again, remember, 8-8, 16 teams in the Major League Baseball playoffs. And also, if you'd like to, I'll take phone calls on this, too, as well. Just for you. Come on, what are you talking about? Did you watch this last night?
Take me home.
No, wait, let the artist sing. There we go.
Bigger than the mountains.
Taller than Drew Brees. Come on. There it is. Huh.
Take me home.
Beautiful. Oh, so nice watching an offense, huh? You see them all just go down the field. Scrambling. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Touchdown here.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. Wow. Trevor Lawrence, huh? You're going to have to lose a lot of games. Minnesota's ahead of you in that department. Actually, not really. Just one more win. No, we're not. You're not tanking for Trevor. This team can still make the playoffs. But having watched that game and watched the rest, how far away you think they are? Again, do you agree with my statement that I feel the way that the Saints are right now? I think they're a playoff team. I think they're one of the seven best teams in the NFC. I just don't know if they're a championship caliber right now, currently the way they're playing. And it may not be, because you're going to have to face an elite quarterback. Like, I'm just saying, use your eyes. Like, you watch that offense, you look at the Packers, oh, their creativity, moving the ball around, spreading around everywhere. Seattle, Russell Wilson's playing incredible at quarterback on the offensive side. You know? By the way, everyone in the West over there is incredible. Like, they all have more wins than the Saints in the NFC West. That's a joke. Nick Mullins out of Southern Miss goes up to the Giants, and the 49ers drop like 500 yards of offense. Ridiculous. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Anyway, we'll hear a little bit from some of the Saints players, like Cam Jordan and such, how far away they think this team is. I'll play that after Jack gives us his take here on the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Jack, what you got for us, sir?
Hey, Gus. Hey, Gus, you know, I didn't call for this, but, you know, just thinking about, you know, things could be worse. Mm-hmm. You could be a fan of football in New York, you know, with the Giants and the Jets.
Dude,
so, you know,
the Jets.
Things ain't so bad here.
Yeah.
I mean, if but we, guys, if, I don't. I'm sorry.
If we keep losing, I mean, if LSU keeps losing, and,
oh come on, stop it! What I told you how to watch LSU losing. This year. Just enjoy your Saturdays. I mean, if they win, it's fantastic. And if not, we'll see you next year. You gotta approach it like a Cubs fan for years and years. You know what? It's a surprise when they win. Just relax. You have no. There's no pressure this year for you.
We can't go tailgating.
No pressure.
We can't go
because you're going to be home anyway. That's what I'm saying. You're not even a Tiger Stadium. You're saving money. You're not out there. Just enjoy and relax this year.
It'd be one thing if you could tailgate and just forget about all the woes and, you know.
Don't worry about it.
Drink the day away.
I'm sorry. Oh, the game is on. All right, great. Let's watch it. You know, that's how you should watch LSU football this year. Just relax.
Yeah, you're all right, Jack.
All right, go ahead, Jack.
No, that's fine. It, look, not only that, you know, just based on what happened this morning with the Titans in the Minnesota.
Yeah.
This is a throwaway year. This is a throwaway year, man. I mean, would you bet any amount of money that it mattered to you that they would actually get to a point where somebody's playing for a championship? I mean, this is just going to keep happening. You know, and like I said before, it's not like this is baseball where you can play, you know, play a doubleheader and, you know, play two games in 2 days. It's a mess already if it only involves, you know, just the Titans in Minnesota. So, and certainly it's going to happen in college football. So, anyway, I wouldn't, you know, I think LSU is going in the right direction. There's a lot of talent there. I wouldn't stress over this year too much.
Yep.
But that's just me.
No, I'm with you. Like I said, that's what I'm saying. Just enjoy the season. I mean, the Pac-12's not even playing to November. You know, next month is when the Big Ten. Just what, like you said, just throw away a year. Just relax. Enjoy yourself. Zero stress season for you if you're an LSU fan. You know?
I'm glad we got stuff to watch. I didn't think that would be the case.
Bingo.
So,
all right. What else you got, man?
Okay, well, I don't think Saints fans should panic. I really do think the defense is going to be fine. I mean, if you look at the past few years, there's been years where the defense kind of started out slow. You remember when Fitzmagic made them look foolish a couple of years ago? They, you know, and then later in the year, the defense got better. I mean, I think at some point, Davenport's going to get back on the field, and I think they'll work out the problems. I'm worried a little bit about Cam Jordan. I don't know why he hasn't been effective at all, But Gus, you know how you were talking about looking at the stats for the, you know, for Breeze and for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a case where maybe the stats fool you? Because, I mean, you saw the game. Which quarterback would you rather have?
I know. I know. It was brought to my attention yesterday. Again, it's how you look at things, right? It's how you look at things. And it's a very good point, Scott, letting me know that 18 of those Breeze completions and almost 200 yards were the first two drives before the half at the end of the game and at the end of the game. So yes, I mean, like I said, it's why I don't have them as a Super Bowl contender right now. It's because of that. I mean, your eyes tell you, you're absolutely right, Jack, what you see. Your eyes tell you, they don't deceive you. So I hear you, man. I'm going to play this. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to play what Sean Payton had to say about Cam Jordan and what's been going on with him Again, zero sacks this year. I didn't think you would think that. The team only has 7 sacks total. One pass defense against the Packers. Sean on Cam.
Well, he's getting a lot of doubles. He's getting a lot of chips, you know, and that's challenging always when you're playing over there at left end or right end. And so you're counting on everyone else. But I think that, look, he plays with such energy. You know, he's a guy that's got great stamina. Obviously, the first 3 weeks, you know, he hadn't had the production maybe that we're accustomed to seeing, but there's an element of that you credit the teams you're playing.
All right, so Cam Jordan was asked about the doubles and the chips. And look, you over here with the smirk.
Oh, I mean, don't give me that excuse.
You have no Davenport.
Don't give me that excuse.
You have no Onyemata.
If Trey Hendrickson is getting to the quarterback more than your star player.
Maybe why he's getting to the quarterback, because everyone's paying attention to Cam Jordan. I'm just saying. I mean, look, and I told you, I'm not making excuses, believe me, because he lost a couple one-on-one battles, but it's easier to game plan where you don't have to worry about the other guys. You almost sit there and be like, come get me, Trey. I mean, Trey Hendrickson had a nice game on a couple of those games.
Oh, and you had to worry about Davenport.
1-2.
You had to worry about Davenport.
No. Give him some respect, being a first-round draft pick. At some point in time, we'll see that pay off. At some point, Cam Jordan.
It seems that way. Man, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as excuses. We all know I'm going to get double-teamed. We all know that there's going to be nudges, chips, you know, guard help, whatever it is. Got to have a way to overcome. And at the same time, if I'm getting double-teamed, that means somebody's catching a single. We have to overcome as a defense.
So, again, that's him on the attention he's getting. He was asked, how close is this football team?
I feel like we're progressing, and at the same time, we're not growing fast enough. When you have two losses, you know, that's something that is a direct reflection of how we're growing as a team, and that's something that we hate to have on as a stain in our record. To be sitting 1-2 when I think we have the potential to be great. We've got to be able to capture every opportunity we can.
Now, we just talked about Davenport. You with the disrespect not having Marcus Davenport on it. Cam Jordan to, like, not having him out there the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is par for the course. Again, if I'm catching a nudge or a chip or whatever it is, guard help come down, that means somebody should be able to get free and catch a single block. We have to win our singles. And as fast as the ball has came out the last 2 or 3 games, this is something that, you know, we as a defense have to attack. As we all know, you know, we have to stop the run and put ourselves in favorite positions for the third down battles.
So we'll have more, what he had to say. A couple of other players, Teron Armstead as well, 800-998-1003. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs, coming up in a segment. The coordinator, give me your best 60 seconds, sir, and then we'll get to a little baseball talk after the break here in hour number 2. What you got?
Listen, G-Cat, mm-hmm. I'm glad Amy kind of caught you when you were saying Drew Brees threw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers. No, Kamara ran for more yards than Aaron Rodgers threw. You know, he's throwing the ball 5 yards, so that's that. As far as, like, Cam Jordan with the double teams, I hear you talking about somebody else need to take up the slack. I understand that we're not getting no pressure up the middle either. I ain't never heard Rankin's name called. This year, at mm-hmm. all. And the other guy been playing good, Roach. So why didn't I implement him more? Mm. You know? Mm-hmm. So stop making excuses for him, Gus. I hear you doing that a lot. Do not make excuses for him.
No,
He does make excuses for a lot of players. No. I agree with you.
No, look, coordinator, you called me out on it. You're right. I'm the half full guy. I am. I'm trying to find the positive, but you did hear me say, if this team cannot push the football and throw the ball down the field, they're not a Super Bowl contender. They're not. Because the teams they're going to have to beat that are going to be in that position, I hate to say this, and I'm going to take a deep breath. You know, it's going to be a nice gulp of water. But you no longer have a quarterback that can match it. You just don't. You just don't. Thank you, coordinator.
And tell people,
go ahead,
welcome, man.
Sorry, man. I have to hit the break. I apologize. 800-998-1003. We'll have another open segment coming up at 1:45, bottom of the hour. Nikki K. She hosts the Clippers Beats podcast. And she will talk to us about Doc Rivers no longer being here, but Tim Grubbs will help us preview the four games going on in MLB playoffs today when we return on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Call today and be cool tonight. Crescent AC and Heat will save you time, money, and sweat this summer. One call does it all. Crescent AC and Heat will clean your AC condenser and do a full check of your AC for only $49. You heard right, $49. Call the best for less this summer. Crescent AC and Heat at 504-777-1234. That's 504-777-1234. And remember, go Tigers.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at FuelRewards.com.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
We are off and running. Major League Baseball playoffs are here. Astros, Twins. Ball game is underway. That game's on ABC. White Sox, A's, 2 o'clock ESPN. Blue Jays and Rays, 4 o'clock TBS. Yankees and Indians, 6 o'clock ESPN. On Tuesdays, I like to talk to Mr. Tim Grubbs. You know him from those days, the Z's. I forgot, what were we, the wind surge now? Is that where we are now? Wichita,
that's
Winston?
Where I am now.
There we go.
That's what you want to say, because, I mean, we haven't played a game. I've
it's a beautiful brand new stadium, though. It's right there, ready to go.
Got a brand new ballpark just sitting there looking pretty. Yeah. But other than that, just sitting around watching Major League Baseball, and, you know, obviously a lost year for minor league baseball, but hopefully it'll be back next year.
Well, I'm sure it will, man. I'm looking forward to it for you and everybody over there, of course, and more importantly, baseball fans, because I do love baseball. And so let's get into it. The postseason's here. Astros and Twins are underway. Kind of break down the series a little bit. It's middle of the first, no score.
Yeah, well, if there was already a score, I would be a little concerned. But, you know, the Astros, you know, I read a stat yesterday that the Astros didn't play against many playoff teams. And when they did, they had a terrible win percentage. Obviously, they played in the AL West and they play the NL West as well. But they only had four wins this year against teams that advanced to the postseason. And that's, you know, in a 16-team field. So that's kind of crazy. So, you know what? I think it's time that, you know, I would be shocked if the Twins didn't win. I mean, the Twins offense is pretty potent, and we'll see what happens. All of the games are in Minneapolis, so, you know, they don't switch venues, and it's a best of three.
Oh.
That's the one thing that's crazy here. You know, it's a lot of, it's different than the wild card that you got a three-game series. You know, you have to win two, but still, that's a short series. You lose game one, you're in a lot of trouble right out of the chute.
Wow. I didn't think about, I see, I'm glad you're helping me with this, because again, I'm old and I forget things, but things are different, right? When do they go to the bubble format?
Okay,
is that after this?
after this.
Gotcha.
So these first round games are all in just one city. Whoever is the higher seed. So the Twins are home, the A's are home, the Rays are home, the Indians are home. And then it's the best of three. And then once you advance to that, you head to the bubble. So you either be heading to Texas or California. I don't know why they didn't want to do the bubble for this first round.
Right.
I think they may have just wanted to have a team have a home field advantage. That would be the only guess I have for this early round.
Yeah, get some sort of sense and feel, right? No doubt. That is a big start, because if you're on the road, these playoff teams, obviously, unless you're the Texas teams, you're going to be on the road here for quite a bit.
Yeah, even if you're the Texas, so the Texas teams, they'd be on the road for a while anyway, because the Astros, if they advance, would play the next round in San Diego. So they wouldn't be heading back to Texas anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know how you pack for something like that. I guess, you know, it's just one of those situations where the clubhouse guys just, right. You know what I mean? You probably just use the laundromat, or you pay the hotel, you know, the extra money, because you probably just don't pack all that heavy for something like this.
It's nuts when you look at it from that perspective. So Astros and Twins, we kind of touched on a little bit there. White Sox and Athletics, who you like in this series?
You know, I would have probably told you a week or two ago that I thought the White Sox, and I think I did say it on the show, that I thought the White Sox had a really good shot to win the American League, but they tanked in the last 10 days or so. They don't look very good. I still like them. You know what I mean? I know they're young. They haven't been there very long. The other thing is the A's, you know, they've been to the playoffs several years in a row. They always get bounced in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's just kind of over. You know what I mean? Maybe that hangover effect of they always lose quickly. So, you know, I still think Chicago, you know, they're a very young team, never been there. But let's see what happens and see if they can get out of their late season funk. I mean, they got smoked over the weekend by your Cubs.
Well, I'm glad they beat somebody, because I'm a little concerned about tomorrow. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Blue Jays and Rays, the other series that starts at 4 o'clock on TBS. Tampa had a nice season this year, didn't they?
Tampa had a great season. They're the number one. And right now, you know, I think they got a good shot. They have as good a shot as anybody to win the American League.
Wow.
They're young. You know, they made the postseason last year. I think they've got a really good shot. Toronto is very young. You know, the baby Jays is what a lot of people call them, because they don't have a player on their team that's been in Major League Baseball for more than 10 years, which is pretty incredible, you know, because usually there's always one or two veteran guys on a team.
Right.
It's a very young team. I would be shocked if Toronto or Buffalo, whatever you want to call them this year, wins a game, but I think it's the Rays are ready, and I think Tampa Bay is going to go deep into the postseason.
Yankees and Indians, boy, if you're in New York, you're just sitting there and just, you know, you grab those cleats, you just kick some dirt over there. Cause I mean, you should be hosting this the way they started. But again, injuries kind of really hurt them. Then they kind of struggled a bit. And this is kind of one of those where it's a tough matchup if you're a Yankee fan. Does that make sense? Does this feel like a tough matchup of the series that we just went through? This seems to me more like if, that could go three.
It really could. I mean, the Yankees are bad on the road. They finished the year 11-18 on the road. They were 22-9 at home. If you take a look at the Yankees' home runs, they hit majority of their home runs at home as opposed to on the road. So Cleveland's got very good pitching. Cleveland's a good home team. You know, it's always tough, because at the beginning of all of this, I thought Yankees, Dodgers, I don't even know why we even play the regular season. You know what I mean? I was really thinking.
Right.
But here we are at the end of the regular season. Now I'm thinking the Yankees could be bounced in the first round. Now the Yankees, you know, pitching is not all that great, but the Indians pitching is phenomenal. Now it's just whether or not the Indians have enough bats, you know, to knock them out. But I really do think Cleveland probably gets the nod here, just because of the fact that these games are in Cleveland and that the Yankees are going to have to overcome being on the road.
All right, let's get into some of the series that start tomorrow. Marlins and Cubs, a team that you've obviously been following throughout the season, the parent team over there for the Surge. So it's at Chicago. Kyle Hendricks is the only thing that gives me confidence in this series right now with my Cubbies. So almost a must-win, I think, for me in Chicago. You got to win game one.
I think you got to win game one. I think you got to win game one for all these. But, I mean, obviously the math says if you lose game one, you still can win two and three.
Right.
But I think, especially from a Cubs standpoint, when you start looking at your pitching,
right.
If you lose game one, you could be in a, I mean, the one thing that gives you hope and the one thing that worries me as a Marlins fan is that the Cubs bats woke up, especially in that series against the White Sox. Chris Bryant had a grand slam and a solo homer. You know, he was not having a very good year, but it does appear that the Cubs offense came alive late. And it worries me as a Marlins guy, but I know the Marlins pitching, is superior to the Cubs. Now let's just see, you know, the rest of the roster. I think the Cubs have the advantage. Mm. We'll see how they match up. But there's also that factor. I mean, I know there's no fans in the building, but if the Cubs get down early, you just never know, you know, the kind of feeling that you get in, especially in one of these quick three-game wild cards.
3 minutes left, and we'll be talking with Nikki Kay about the Clippers situation out in L.A., Jordan.
Tim, yeah, so tomorrow's game, Reds at the Braves.
There we go.
I mean, my team, number two in the conference, baby.
Division.
Well,
division.
I will say this.
Sorry.
That's a bad
whatever
matchup.
It's called.
The Reds pitching, you know, you take a look at Trevor Bauer, who win the National League Cy Young probably this year. They have Sonny Gray as their number two and Luis Castillo their number three. And the Braves pitching has been, I don't know, it's been on thin ice. You know what I mean? Everybody gets hurt. You know, once you jumped on the bandwagon, Jordan, it seems like most of the rotation's hurt.
Right,
I know they had a great year, but I really do accept an up. I do think the Reds are going to upset them. And
wow.
Cincinnati will knock them off.
I tell you this, let's test that theory. Jordan, why don't you be a Cardinals fan and why don't you be a Dodgers fan? Cards at the San Diego. Brewers at the Dodgers, Tim. 2 minutes.
No, the Brewers, other than their bullpen, I don't think they stand a chance. I mean, the Dodgers, they're going to sweep them. I would be shocked. The back end of the bullpen is very good for Milwaukee, but I don't even know if it gets to that point. San Diego, I mean, hey, it's a testament to the Marlins and Cardinals. I mean, they got here. You know what I mean? They missed time because of COVID and shut down. And they almost played, both of them almost played 60 games, which is incredible. They came just short of it. So, but no, I think the Padres and Dodgers pretty much rule. Those were the two best teams in the National League all year. And I think they will roll through this first round pretty easy.
All right. And, Cards, Padres?
Yeah, no, I think San Diego will roll pretty good. I mean, the
really?
Only thing you worry,
okay.
The only thing you worry about the Padres, and it's a lot like the White Sox. You know, you're so young, never been to the postseason. You know, the Cardinals do have some experience, but the Cardinals got to be beat up with all those doubleheaders. But maybe it's, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe St. Louis is looking at it as, hey, we don't have to play any more doubleheaders. We're through all this. Now we just have to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. No, I won't feel sorry for him. No feelings for sorry over here. At Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow him over on social media on Twitter. And, of course, on Tuesdays we'll be talking for sure. Maybe we'll bring you on once or twice more during the weeks because, obviously, we have a ton of games. 8 games tomorrow for today, Tim.
Yeah, it's kind of like, for me, a big baseball fan, it's kind of like the first day of March Madness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. I've got the TV on now. I mean, I'm excited about, you know, the next couple of days.
Yep. ABC, ESPN, TBS, ESPN are the 4 games today. Thank you so much, Tim. We'll chat again later on, buddy.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Doc Rivers out as Clippers coach. The Pels and 76ers have already reached out to him. What happened? Nikki Kay. She's the host of the Clippers Beat podcast over for Spectrum LA. She covers the Clippers. He'll tell us what happened when we return on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ramsey's has 50 showcases full of diamonds and designer engagement ring prototypes that haven't even been manufactured yet.
Other stores make empty claims and empty promises.
Ramsey's makes fantastic deals on fabulous diamond engagement rings.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. We'll hear from Nikki K here shortly. Of course, reaction nationally from so many people about what happened. Adrian Wojnarowski and what happened with Doc Rivers, no longer the coach at LA.
He certainly, you know, wants to coach again. Now, whether it's going to be with one of these openings now, Philadelphia, New Orleans, you know, or a couple of the jobs that are open, that might on the surface make sense. Houston, another one, a team that's had some recent playoff success. But I think for Doc Rivers, he can be patient. He doesn't have to jump at one of these jobs. And I think for him, he'll be in great demand, whether it's with the group of teams out there now or waiting to see what may come open.
All right, so we know the Sixers and the Pelicans, who were supported by Mark Spears, reached out. Let's reach out over there, over on the West Coast. Nikki K at Nikki K SN1's the way to follow over on social media. Host of the Clippers Beat podcast over there for Spectrum. Nikki, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, guys? Happy Tuesday.
Yes, happy Tuesday to you as well. It's nice over here, feeling a little taste of fall. That's nice. And then Pelicans fans maybe daydreaming a bit. But first, before we get to the possibilities, what happened, Nikki? I know there was a lot of expectations this year for the Clippers, but I guess maybe those expectations not being met forced this. Did you see this coming?
You know, it's interesting because after the night that the Clippers were eliminated, my source within the organization had told me that he was told Doc Rivers was fine. But I think the clamoring for his removal from Clippers fans was loud, and obviously there was not enough objection from a star like Kawhi Leonard to keep him around, because this was Doc Rivers' second 3-1 blown lead with the franchise. You factor in 2015 and 2020, and the rosters he had then were talented enough. But I got to say, I think he didn't have the number two guy he needed. This team, he managed it the way the stars wanted to be managed all season long. He dealt with them not being fully staffed at the start of the bubble, and then rusty, to be quite frank.
Right.
So when they enter this postseason push and just look completely disoriented by the Denver Nuggets, I don't think that falls on his shoulders completely. But you know what? There needed to be a change made, and after 7 years with the franchise, he is now moving on.
Speak with Nikki K. Host the Clippers Beat podcast over there at Nikki K SN1, the way to follow on Twitter. You know, it's interesting because you sort of bring up everything going into really in the bubble. I mean, we saw it here, right? From the Pelicans perspective, how much stock do you put in what you saw? Obviously, David Griffin did enough to where Alvin Gentry's no longer here. And I don't know. I guess when you add the trip to get some wings, Nikki, to maybe not having one of your players kind of be as consistent as Paul George probably needed to be, maybe you do get management to go, well, can you control this team? Can you get the most out of them? Because I almost think that's what kind of happened to Alvin Gentry to an extent.
Exactly. And, you know, Doc Rivers has earned the reputation as a player's coach, and that's why stars have always loved him. And you look at the way Kawhi was able to have his load managed all season long. And, I mean, I have kind of viewed Doc from a media standpoint as somewhat of a gem. So for media members out there in New Orleans, if, if he does come your way, he's a true treat. And he also understands the fabric of society and the context and the platform he has. And I don't think enough can be said about what he did in terms of leading players in the bubble, convincing the league to continue playing after the Jacob Blake shooting boycott, because he recognized that, hey, the power is in the platform here. And time in, time out, Doc was a true class act and honest and expressive in how he carried himself around political issues as well. So I feel for him. I have no doubt he's going to land, you know, squarely wherever he wants to go next. But yeah, it is interesting when you kind of put it into perspective. It's like, is this a reflection of the control he has over his team? At the end of the day, I look at it as though his two stars did not show up in game seven. And, you know, they had three shots to get the job done, and they did it.
Speak with Nikki Kay. She's the host of the Clippers Beat podcast over there at Nikki K. SN1 is the way to follow her on Twitter. You know, Nikki, I think one of the things that's interesting from our perspective here, and we're looking at, okay, would it be a fit for the Pelicans? Obviously, the fact that they've reached out, David Griffin definitely thinks so. But, you know, you have your choice here if you're Doc Rivers to a couple of jobs. You can sit out, be an analyst. That's a nice gig, Nikki. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about the pressure and things of that nature. So I look at it from what he would like or what would be a good fit. So in New Orleans, you have a young team, a team that you can sort of mold, a team desperate, and I think a franchise looking for leadership. And I think that's one of his good qualities there. But in covering the team, is he a coach that maybe wants to get involved with a team that has young players?
Well, I caught on, or I hopped on covering the Clippers towards the tail end of last season, so the 2018-2019 season. And they were the underdogs of the league. They kind of earned some, you know, sweetheart status from peers because of just how hard they competed night in, night out. And you look at that roster with Landry Shamet, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, just a bunch of guys, you know, the expectations weren't high at all. And yet they make it into the playoffs. They get a game, I think they got two games against the Warriors. And I think that team, that locker room had a levity to it. They were happy, but they also were dogs every night. You know, they went out and gave it their all. And I think then you look at the composition of your roster over in New Orleans, and I think there should be some appeal for a coach like Doc Rivers and vice versa. I think that would be a great fit. And, you know, J.J. Redick over there is, we all know how great, famously, they got along with him and Doc. So, you know, I just think that his leadership could be something very well received amongst the likes of the Pelicans.
Something else that is intriguing as well is, especially here, believe me, we've seen enough defense, the lack thereof, I think, doomed Coach Gentry and the Pels in the bubble. And I love, even in that final series, hearing Doc Rivers passionately talk about how defense can win you games. When the shots don't go down, if you ball out on defense, you will win. And they did win some games in the bubble that way. So I think that'd be intriguing from this aspect. What do you do with Jrue Holiday? Say, if that's the point of not contention, but let's discuss that. All right. And he says, all right, David, I'll talk to you. And I'm Doc Rivers. Now, what do you do with Jrue Holiday? Because you do have a quote unquote lockdown defender, a guy that can defend the best players that you're going to be facing. That said, we've seen in the bubble, he could be a piece that other teams are missing that could win them a championship. So there's value, especially in a year that maybe you don't have as many good free agents. So that's kind of an intriguing storyline as well.
Yes, I think, you know, there would be no shortage of, I mean, it's interesting because a lot of people are looking at the coaching vacancies going on around, you know, going on throughout the league. And some people look at the Clippers opening as, you know, ideal, but also one of the most high pressure jobs. I think you look at the plethora of weapons and, you know, kind of fun tools you're given if you inherit the Pelicans job. And it just seems like a fun time over there. So, I don't know. I would hope Doc Rivers would give serious consideration to joining New Orleans if that is, you know, the true courtship that we hear being reported. And I think it'd be fun for him too, and maybe just a little bit of a breath of fresh air in terms of coming from a team where, you know, it's championship or bust, to having a team where you can really help have an impact on players, like the growth of Zion and, you know, Lonzo and Brandon, and just see how those guys continue to develop, also utilizing guys like you say, Drew and JJ.
Speaking with Nikki Kay, let's wrap up with this. Obviously, you cover the Clippers. So who's their next head coach, do you think? It really seems like a lot of people feel that Ty Lue is kind of in line there.
Yes. The name I have heard, you know, kind of rise to the top is Ty Lue. And then also Mark Jackson, another name at the top of the list from what I've been told. You know, Ty Lue has been instrumental all season long. So that's kind of, you know, the popular pick right now. We'll see. But it'd be good for the guys already on the team. He's got familiarity and respect and gravitas around the organization.
Nikki, I lied to you. I do have one final question because
since
you covered the
team,
I'm sorry. I love Sam Cassell. Ali Cosell covers the Pelicans here. He brought him up, and we were kind of talking about different candidates possibly, and just spending some time one afternoon and evening and just looking at videos, how he interacts with players, his podcast with Doc Rivers' son, Austin, and just his experience, his championships and all that. I really like him. I know there's a lot of people that are high in that he could possibly be a head coaching candidate, if not get his team very soon. I wouldn't mind seeing him here in New Orleans. Maybe they want something with more experience. But do you think Sam Cassell is a head coach just at any time here?
It's interesting because he does have such a great rapport with players around the league, right? And it's not just on the teams he's working on. And he's transformed guys' games, and he has so much respect. Yet we haven't heard him become, you know, kind of the next Ty Lue in terms of that name that's floated around constantly. So I don't know if that's on his doing or if that is, you know, just kind of a reflection of where he sits in a coaching hierarchy, so to speak. But all I know is that he has the respect, and he has, you know, kind of the resume that really earns guys respect and trust when it comes to changing their game. So I wouldn't be surprised if I heard his name kind of emerge to the forefront of coaching conversations. But for right now, he's not the name I'm hearing most frequently. But that, you know, that's to be said. A lot of the teams work in great mystique, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if he popped out somewhere.
Nikki Kay, go give her a follow over on Twitter at Nikki Kay SN1. She's the host of the Clippers Pete podcast, of course, keeping an eye out on things over there in LA. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much. We'll chat soon. Have a great one over there.
Yep, for sure. Absolutely. It is a nice afternoon. A little taste of fall finally, Jordan, over here. Bye-bye humidity.
Thank God.
That was nice. I'm going to open the door. I mean, the window.
It's fine. Yeah. Let's do it. What are you trying to...
You got chilly, didn't you? That's why you wanted to close the window?
No, because I knew Tim Grubbs was on. We're contacting him a different way.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Unbelievable.
You want a sweater? And you're slipping too insane.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hey everyone, Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. Excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. They're located at 3829 Vets, right behind the Fidelity Bank building, Suite 101B. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self. Testosterone therapy, annual physicals, and IV therapy. Look, go get tested. They have on-site labs. You can get test results while you're there. Low T can produce physical changes like reduced energy and increased body fat, reduced libido, ED, and give you emotional changes. Visit menstotalhealth.net today and see if they can help you.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card. ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003 is the number to call. We've got about 10 minutes here in this open segment. All hour two is open to you, Jordan Kleber. Our thanks to Nikki K, Tim Grubbs this hour. Head coach Billy Napier chimed in at 12:45 as his Cajuns are now 3-0 for the first time since 1988. Amy just gave her take on the Saints as we talked about them. Day off for them. Jake Madison had fire. Ready to go on this hot take on should Doc Rivers be the head coach of the Pelicans? Pelicans fans, I want to hear from you. What do you think? We've gotten already a lot of responses on our question of the day, Jordan, from pro and not, right? I mean, against both of them. I mean, there are some people that do like them, and there's some people that don't as well. And it may maybe go, hey, look, maybe it's time to go in another direction or go get them at all cost. Where do you stand here? Do you sort of stand in the situation where they just throw the checkbook out? Kind of throw the checkbook out. Do they just sit there and say, hey, we'll do whatever it is that you need? I mean, if you're David Griffin, are you sitting there going, what do you want? Is that the phone conversation? Is it, again, like Jake Madison said, one of the things that may need to be talked about is how much control do you want to give your David Griffin? That's something else to touch on. Do you just go for a top assistant like a Sam Cassell or go back with another head coach like guy like Kenny Atkinson, who had a really good job? But the fact that it's been reported that the Sixers and the Pelicans reached out, I mean, what was it, Jordan? Minutes? After the news broke?
Might have been an hour.
Well, that's maybe when you saw it.
Probably.
Exactly. Joel, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. What you got?
What's up, Gus? Doc Rivers, I've got kind of mixed feelings about him. Mm-hmm. 7 years the Clippers, still couldn't even get them to the conference final. Yes, he won one in Boston. The East was a lot simpler than what the West is. The one name that I would love to hear, which I don't know if he just doesn't coach anymore, or it seems like he's been blackballed, is, was with Golden State before,
Mark Jackson?
Before he got, yes, thank you, goodness gracious.
Well,
Mark
Nikki,
Jackson, to me,
Nikki K.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, that's fine. Nikki K, who was just on, who covers the Clippers, says Ty Lue, Mark Jackson, the top two names she's hearing over there. You're right. It's been a while where you kind of didn't hear him. There was a period where you heard him with a lot of different jobs and not. Look, there's clearly something that's being said or happened that has scared people from even really considering him. I mean, there's no other way to really put it. I mean, he helped build the Warriors. And the only thing that I've been able to ascertain in talking to people is His style rubbed the people the wrong way with management or staffers. Basically, this is my thing, leave me alone sort of thing. And again, look, even Coach O here at LSU said he learned from his first stint as a head coach. Maybe somebody else is willing to take on that risk again in order to do that. But you wonder, at what point? The Clippers are a team that are trying to win a championship now. Are you willing to take that risk? Do you think that's the thing? Or do you go with Ty Lue, a guy that you know can win a championship, can handle high-pressure stars like LeBron in what he did at Cleveland? Or, you know, do you hope that Mark Jackson has sort of learned? I still think Mark Jackson gets a job somewhere. I just don't know if it's maybe it's Philly. You know what? Boy, can you imagine?
I would like him here.
Yeah.
Definitely, you need someone, like you said, and that's the thing I heard about Mark Jackson, was that it's about his attitude toward management. Well, you know what? I like a guy with attitude. And I think that's what this team needs, is someone that's going to command the attention and not be the quintessential, quote-unquote, player's coach, who's going to kind of take him to task a bit. And I feel that we have the management staff who can kind of give him the leeway to do that. Gail Benson is not a big-headed person. He's kind of a laid-back person. David Griffin has shown, at least in my opinion, to be a laid-back type of cat. And we've got the talent in place. They just need a system, which, you know, he got bumped in place of Kerr. Mark Jackson's already put in place for the Warriors to be successful. I think his system, which is strong defensively, would be a great addition for the Pelicans to go ahead and get that person, especially since we don't have that floor general. That's what he was. He was a floor general as well as a man who commands the respect and the attention of the... I think we need to reach back for someone like that to go ahead. Nothing against Doc Rivers. I think he might need a little time out, maybe like Mark Jackson did, but I mean, you know, I think he's going to be the way to go if we really want to see this team take, you know, leaps and bounds forward.
I hear you, man. Look, let me ask you this too. What do you feel Pelicans should do with Drew Holiday?
Yeah, love Drew as a person, but we are not, you know, you said this a couple weeks ago, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. We're not in a position to win now. He is in the prime of his career. He's at the top.
Yep.
You know, he is at the apex of his game. We need to get as much as we can for him and let him go, you know, go for a championship. We're still 2 to 3 years away from that.
I agree.
And he could help someone now. And with what we could get back in return could definitely be maybe the key that could give us a prolonged run at NBA glory.
Very true. You want to be a perennial playoff team, that's for sure. Joel, your quick take. Lakers, incredibly heavy favorite. Everyone's saying in 5 over the Heat. That's disrespectful. What do you see? The NBA Finals. Who you like? L.A., Miami, and in how many games?
It's going to be L.A. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 5, because you're going to have one game where LeBron doesn't get foul calls. He's going to go send photos and wind into the league office. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, everything's going to go his way. That's the MO. They need to keep the face happy of the league to make sure things happen and to bring the championship to L.A. and give him what he was supposed to do and making L.A. what it is. So 6 at most, but it's going to be L.A.
All right. There he is. Joel, thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
800-998-1003. Screaming A on the situation with Doc Rivers.
You've had 7 years. You've never been to the conference finals with this franchise. And the bottom line is that that's unacceptable, particularly with the money that Steve Ballmer has put in play and what the expectations are that come with that. But there's something that needs to be said about that bubble play. First of all, two teams voted to not even want to participate in bubble play. One of them was the Clippers. They didn't even want to be there. Their action showed it. Kawhi Leonard, a superstar, but not vocal at all. Perceived as a relatively indifferent person off the court. On the court, he's going to go all out and he's a performer. But in terms of being a rah-rah guy, galvanizing the troops, bringing people together, that ain't his thing.
That kind of goes opposite of leadership, doesn't it? Jordan, a little opposite of leadership there?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. A little more on Doc Rivers.
Listen, the way things went down and the collapse for the L.A. Clippers, losing a 3-1 lead, and this wasn't Doc Rivers' first time doing it, and with the pressure on this team to win, remember Doc Rivers was the guy who coined the term win the wait when the pandemic came for the Clippers. Do everything you can to be ready to win. Now that he's lost his job, it came as a little surprise because last week there were the signals out of the Clippers' land was that he was going to be safe. But, of course, they were still looking into everything and talking about things. And So something clearly changed over the weekend. And I would think that this decision was probably made by Steve Ballmer. He wants to win.
So a little interesting as to what went down over there. Again, expectations is it's a thing, man. That is for sure what's going on. 800-998-1003. We'll go over our questions of the day in hour three. It's wide open. No guests. So I want to talk a little bit more about what you think. Were you surprised? Are you surprised the Pelicans were one of the teams to reach out? And then also, if you're Doc Rivers, sell me on the Pelicans over the Sixers, Pels fans. Why should Doc Rivers consider, if you're a Doc Rivers fan or you want him here, why should he consider New Orleans over Philadelphia? I want to hear that. Plus, we'll hear from some Saints players as well a couple days after the loss. 1-2 heading into Detroit, noon on Sunday. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour 2 has been brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. We'll be there in just 2 days. Well, every Thursday we broadcast live. Come have some lunch with us. Say hi to Sissy. Smack Jordan on the side of the head. I always have a spare headset if you want to be a part of the show as well. And we can always have fun. Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're in the mood for a terrifying thriller, Redbox has the movie for you. From the producer of Get Out and Us, stream the theatrical home release of Antebellum, starring Janelle Monáe. Travel deep into Veronica Henley's horrifying reality, where she's transported back in time by a mysterious force to pre-Civil War America, where she must face oppression and find her way back home. Stream Antebellum, along with other premium rentals on your smart TV or favorite device with the Redbox app today. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard show on ESPN Radio.
I have no idea if Clowney's good. I mean, I don't know.
I was stunned, though, to learn. Is the stat correct? Because I kept reading it this weekend that he had 3 sacks last year. That's not, like, that's not production. 3 sacks is not someone any of us would consider an elite pass rusher.
The Dan Le Batard show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number 3 of the Sports Hangover. Plenty to get into and recap. If you're just joining us, we'll go over the headlines shortly. Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. Astros and the Twins, they're off and running. The first of 4 games today, 8 games tomorrow. No score, bottom of the second, Astros at the Twins, White Sox at the A's, Blue Jays at the Rays, Yankees at the Indians. Well, the 4 games today, again, if you heard me mention the teams at home, they are hosting all 3. It's a best of 3 situation, and then they go into the bubble. California and Texas is where the playoffs will be played, so a little bit different to keep an eye on that. Thanks to Tim Grubbs for trying to clarify that, because I'm confused. But anyway, we got that going. A couple of the headlines to touch on. Titans shutting down their facility in Tennessee after 8 people tested positive in Tennessee. Three players, five staff members. The Vikings are waiting results on all of their tests before they open back up their facility. Tennessee hosts Pittsburgh, and Minnesota is on the road this week. So you got two games that are at Texans, Minnesota, that have to be played. It's going to be interesting. If you shut down the facility for Tennessee all week, how do you plan on having them practicing it ready? Now, the tweets and everything is so far is that it's going to be virtual. Diana Russini on how the league is handling this, and then we'll get to Matt.
They all wear these tracing bracelets, as we know, so the league is also looking at those right now in terms of who these people were interacting with the Tennessee organization and also in Minnesota when they were there on Sunday. Now, the good news for Minnesota at this point right now is they did –